This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
So I wanted to tell you about something that happened to me on Saturday night. It was to do with a guy who called me, and I wasn't going to reveal his identity, but I think you've got some different ideas. Am I right?
Wait a second. Have we got the horse in here? Oh, hello.
Yeah, I want to get on my
sugar
high
cube.
Horse.
Hang on. Here we go. Riley's about to get on her high horse.
Help me up on the horse.
And talk about some crap.
Okay. So Saturday night. Right, I was in bed asleep.
Yeah, you were.
Nearly asleep. 9:30, Saturday night. I know, party animal. And I get a phone call from Instagram, on Instagram, from someone, 10 o'clock, and it was a guy. And it was a guy that I'd been somewhat messaging, like we were just...
Well, I think we all know who the guy was.
Exchanging some back
and
forth.
If we want to just have a listen back to only a few months ago when this happened live on air.
Microphone.
All right, here we go. And now 3, 2, 1, in for the kill. Into the microphone.
Oh, Seamus, I don't want to hear it.
This is when Riley kissed Oscar on air.
There's
live.
A hand on the shoulder here. This is a long kiss. We didn't.
Oh, you
can
hear it.
I can feel the romance.
Anyway,
I didn't want to reveal his identity because I wanted to. I didn't want to embarrass him.
I don't think he gets embarrassed. I like him, and I've assessed his character, and the man is just like me.
Mm.
Confident, arrogant, and full
immature.
Of ego.
Anyway, so he called me on Saturday night and I was like, what the hell is going on? And he was like desperate to talk to me. He messaged me a few times and was like, I need to talk to you. And anyway, so I wanted to get on my high horse because, guys, you can't just call a girl on Saturday night at 10 o'clock at night and ask her to come to your house. That just doesn't work. Now, I might have fallen for this about 5 years ago, okay? And I might have gotten changed and I might have gotten dressed and put makeup on and gone to his house to watch a movie. But I'm 27 now. You can't trick me anymore.
You guys went on a date, right?
Nah.
You never went on the date?
Nah.
Why not?
I don't know. It just didn't happen.
Well, let's make it happen.
No. I'm sick. I'm not letting you matchmake me on the air anymore.
Why not?
Because...
Last time I did it, it worked.
Now I've gotten a bit older and wiser and it's not happening.
Turn it up.
And what are you talking about last time? Nothing's worked, mate.
Remember where I used to do this?
Seamus is a former playboy, now tied down to only one woman. So he gets his thrills by flirting with other men on Riley's Tinder. I wonder what he's going to say.
Well, you talk to Oscar then.
Give me your phone.
No.
That's all right. I'm messaging him now anyway on my Instagram.
Oh, Seamus.
Hey, buddy. Oh, why can't I text?
Because he blocked you.
Oh, no. Here we go. Hey, buddy. What's new? Want to jump on air? On air and ask out.
No,
Riley?
don't say ask out. Don't. No.
Why not?
Don't say ask me out.
Why?
Because.
What's your problem?
Get him on the air and I'll tell him why you shouldn't call girls at 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
Oh my gosh, you are such a police officer. You are the fun police. What the hell, Nana?
I'm not a Nana.
Yes, you are. What time were you in bed on Saturday night?
9:30.
Oh, jeez, you're a catch. Big party
Jesus.
Animal, you are.
Down. Stop being so harsh.
I'm going to get you a date. Proper date.
No.
Yep.
No.
It's happening.
No.
Stay tuned.
No.
Watch this space. Riley wants it. Now, Riley, something I like to pride myself on in a friendship is my ability to wingman you.
You're not a good wingman, though.
Aren't I?
Well,
tell us what happened on Saturday while I type in the number.
I don't want to talk about it, but because I already talked about it earlier, and it was the fact that a guy had called me on Saturday night at 10 o'clock asking if he could see me tonight. And I was like, firstly, you can't call me at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. I might have fallen for that 5 years ago and gotten dressed and put makeup on and gone out. But not now, because I'm older and wiser. So I don't fall for that kind of thing. 10 o'clock on a Saturday night only means one thing.
All right, here we go. Dial it in.
Why? I don't need to talk to him, though, because I already told him how I feel, and I already told him that he can't do that, and I already gave him a lecture on Saturday night, so we don't need to talk to him again.
Here we go.
No answer. Interesting.
He listens.
Does he know that we're calling him?
Hello, Oscar.
Yo.
Hello, mate. You're live on the air with Riley Rose and Seamus. Very good morning to you. Happy Monday.
Yeah, you too, mate.
Oscar, we didn't need to talk to you this morning because I already talked to you on Saturday night and already told you how I felt about you calling me at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Did you feel the scathing attack from Riley's claws?
What's that, sorry?
Did you feel the scathing attack from Riley's claws when she attacked you on Saturday saying, "Don't call me this late! I'm a nana! It's a Saturday night!"
From what I remember, yeah, it was so hot.
Ah, I see, because I asked you if you had been drinking, and you told me, hand on heart, that you hadn't been drinking. And
a little bit.
You're the worst.
All right, now listen, mate. I called you for a specific reason. Now,
yeah.
All right. Now, you were going to go on a date
Sunday. Stop. I'm going to stop you there.
No. It's already happening. The right music is on. Now, Oscar,
it's not happening because you know what? Oscar, do you know why we're not going on a date?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, no.
You know why, right?
It's fine, I think.
No.
Wait, why?
Oh, he doesn't want to go on a date with me anyway.
You don't want to go on a date with Riley?
Riley doesn't want to.
Riley? Why? What's wrong with Oscar? He's an attractive young man.
No, because you know what happened? I put myself out there on Sunday morning and I messaged you, Oscar, and I said, do you want to meet me at Noriel Park at 10 o'clock? And guess what, Seamus?
What?
Turn the music down. We don't need romantic music for this. He didn't reply until this morning. Yeah, exactly. So, Oscar, thank you so much, but you only have one shot, one opportunity, and you missed it.
Unfortunately, that's how the cookie crumbles, unfortunately, I think. Seamus, by the sound of things.
Oh, well, my heart goes out for you, Oscar.
That's okay, mate.
I thought you were the leading horse in the race.
I think it's fine, mate, yeah.
Well, listen, I just want you to do a little bit of a shout-out to any other...
I can't believe you agreed to...
future suitors for Riley. I just want you to send out a bit of advice on how they should tackle the winter queen that is Riley with a cold heart and cuts
them
loose early on.
I don't have a cold heart. I actually have a really warm heart, but you've just got to do the right thing. Not call me past 9 o'clock ever.
What's your advice for any potential suitors?
I don't know. I'm a bit startled at the minute, I suppose.
I've been shut down. No,
Too many times. Sorry for you.
No, Oscar.
Thanks, Shannon.
Oscar, I did not shut you down this morning. Shut me down when you didn't reply to me yesterday morning. Nah. I was waiting for you at Noriel Park at 10 o'clock.
This is not Jerry Springer. Let's settle down. Thanks, Oscar. You're a legend, mate. Riley, over the weekend, the Wangaratta Carnival was happening.
Yeah,
a couple of friends of mine went down.
They had a good turnout too.
It was a massive turnout. Oh, you okay?
I love a festival, love a carnival, love a show. I just love the rides and the games and the food. Oh my
show
god,
bags.
Dagwood dogs.
Oh,
am I
the
right?
Best. They're the best. You know what so I really bad. Struggle with? I mean, it's fun and whatnot, and seeing everybody getting involved and whatever.
Yeah,
it's the rides that freak me out. Not because I'm scared of adrenaline. No way. I love it and a good adrenaline rush.
They're not normally, like, at the show. They're not normally, like, that big of adrenaline rush.
Sometimes they are. The slingshot. You got things that spin really fast. You go really high and then really low.
Dodging cars.
Well, that's not really quite easy and simple to
the ones with the clowns and the face and you got to poke the ball in. I love that.
They're not a riot. That's not adrenaline. Jeez. I'm not going to a show with you.
I'll win you something.
Will you? A giant inflatable teddy bear or something. See, Riley, when I worked on Toasted TV on Channel 11 and Totally Wild, I went on the biggest, most extreme roller coaster rides in the country. On the Gold Coast, Dream World, Movie World, Wet and Wild, Sea World.
Yeah.
You know, teams of engineers spent millions of dollars putting these rides together to ensure that, you know, they're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I look at these and I go, oh, geez, that was put together pretty quick, kind of like an IKEA package.
Yeah, kind of like that. And they always look at, yeah, I get what you mean.
I get scared. They go really quick and I'm like,
I love the carnies. Oh, wait, am I allowed to say that?
They're carnies. They travel around. That's what they are.
It's
carnies.
Offensive.
Why? Only if you think carnies are bad. I love them.
Well, I nearly kissed one once. True story.
It's like, no, lady, I just want you to have a crack at the hammer and the thing.
Why don't I give you a kiss? Oh, I don't want one. I like you missing teeth. It's beautiful.
I like it when you walk past and you're going to have a go at the, like, the you got to throw something at some kind of duck that falls over. All right, step right up. Oh, no, when you get a friend saying lovely. Sorry about how you go, mate. When you get a friend saying it's going to be.
You'd make a good carny, Seamus.
What are you saying? Oh, mate. You know those people that put the thing up to their throat because they've been smoking? It's like, is that what they've got going on at the moment?
I think you should be a carny at the Aubrey Show.
When the Aubrey Show comes to town, I won't go on the rides, but I will be one of those street people who call them in. I will get so many people on the rides and having a go at the
okay,
prizes.
Okay, good, good.
It's my mission.
Perfect. Done.
Riley, on Saturday at QE2 Square in the morning, the big world record attempt here in Aubrey kicked off. The largest accumulation, the gathering of Charlie Chaplin lookalikes.
Yeah, so what you had to do was you had to dress up like Charlie Chaplin. You also had to have, like, makeup, kind of like face painting. You had to have the little mustache, and your hair must be black under your hat. So it was pretty serious.
Of course. Now, the amount needed to make the world record was 663.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so much effort was put into this. So many people really committed. We had some really great Charlie Chaplin impersonators.
Yeah.
Lots of publication leading up to it. We spoke about it quite regularly. But do you know how many people we got? 78.
Oh. Which is actually not a bad effort if you consider, like, events that happen on the border. You know, sometimes they fall short as well. Like, for example, our Christmas party last year that we had, not many people came to that.
No, not many people came to that either.
A lot of effort went into that too.
Look, 13, 12, 16, call us now. What did you go to all the effort for but was a major fail? You know, this is very common when people are meeting each other for the first time offline. They meet on Tinder and they're like, this is it. He's going to be the one. I'm going to shave my legs. I'm going to shave everything right up to me eyebrows. I'm going to buy a nice dress, lovely heels, lipstick. Turn up and he's just the biggest spud ever. He's rude. He burps.
Ew.
He's nowhere near as good looking as his photo.
Yeah.
Huge fail.
That's a massive fail.
Put all your effort in. Bam. Fail.
I mean, you know, I don't fail often, but in the past, you go to a lot of effort to go on a health kick. You buy all this healthy food, expensive healthy food in the fridge. By Wednesday, you're like, yeah, I'm okay.
Might go via Macca's, get a cheeky cheeseburger.
I'm really hungry, and I'm happy with the way I look, actually.
I'll just work out really hard tonight, is the usual one that I like to say. 13, 12, 16, what did you go to all the effort for but was a major fail?
Did you learn a language?
And lost it completely.
Absolutely.
A big one here is when you do a school assignment and you put in so much effort and you're like, I'm going to get the best mark for this, but you read the assessment piece wrong and you go down the wrong angle.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And you would have gotten an A+.
All right, 13, 12, 16. What did you go to all the effort for but was a major fail? Good morning, you're live on the air.
Hi, I actually had my 21st booked out.
Yeah.
I had 100 people on my invitation list.
Yeah.
Sent out all the invitations. This was quite some time ago. I had 12 people come.
Oh, no. 12 people.
12 people.
That's devastating.
Oh, that hurts. You How long did it take you to come back from that?
Yeah.
I'm 49. I still haven't come back.
Thank you. 13, 12, 16. What did you go to all the effort for but was a major fail? Call us now. 13, 12, 16. What did you go to all the effort for but was a major fail?
Yeah. The Charlie Chaplin world record attempt that happened in QE2 Square on Saturday morning was to get the most Charlie Chaplin lookalikes in the one place. And we needed about, what, 670?
663.
We got 79 people.
78, I think it was.
78 people. And so it was a good effort. 10 points for trying. We did break an Australian world record, but didn't get it over the line.
Susie from Albury's called up. Now, Susie, what did you go to all the effort for but was a major fail?
Well, it was my husband's big football do at the end of the year, and I got this beautiful lace dress from my late aunties taken in, and so I could wear it, and we drive an hour away from home to go to the dinner, and I go and get my leg out of the car and the back of the dress ripped.
Oh, no! That's
I know! So, and my husband looked at me and went, oh, was that what I think it was? And I went, uh-huh.
So, okay, did you just rummage through the car, through the glove box, find something to, like, glue your dress together or something, or did you have to go home?
No, well, there was nothing in the car. Like, he looked at me and said, what colour undies do you have on? And I just went, are you serious?
No undies.
And
we actually... You weren't wearing undies, were you? Now, this is awkward.
You guys are so bad.
Well, we all thought it. I just want to know, how high up did the rip go?
Oh, it was from bottom of undie line to top of undie line. And so I ended up at the reception where we were. There was no one there, and I leant over and found a stapler.
Yeah.
Like in football, when you get a rip on your eyebrow, they just get a stapler and go bang, 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 and staple your face together. You did it to your bum.
The question is, did it work for the night?
Yes, but I couldn't move for the rest of the night. I just had to stay mobilised on the chair.
Awesome. I love it. Thanks, so Susie. Funny. You'd be scared to get up.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.